off for Monday.
Woo-hoo, and a big happy Monday to you. What a gorgeous day. Make it everything you possibly can today. I'm going to be a little bit slow on the uptake. I tell you, every profession out there has their downside. They have something that you get from doing that job that you love. You know, you work at the post office, you're on your feet all day, you get bad feet. You work on the computer all day, or used to be when you were typing all day, you got carpal tunnel. And, well, mine is I have tinnitus really bad. And there are times that, and it's from wearing headphones constantly. And sometimes I have to turn them up a little bit louder than usual so I can hear the callers. I don't particularly want to hear myself, like some people out there. But, you know, to be able to hear the calls, I have to turn it up. So yesterday I had a migraine induced from my tinnitus to where I couldn't even hear what was going on around me. My ears were ringing so badly. So I pretty much slept for the last 24 hours. So getting up an hour ago, I'm a little bit slow going. But I tell you, I want to go back to bed. Nothing has changed. It's only gotten worse. It's only gotten worse. I start going through my emails this morning and I look at what's going on. And the first thing that I have to say is, you and me. Okay, this is you and me right now. You have the power to stop this. Turn it off. Don't go to the peaceful protests because they're not. Don't go online to where you're censored through social media. Don't purchase anything from anywhere that you think is playing in to all of this. One of the first things I started off with was an article about how people need to find and search out those black businesses out there. Why? Black businesses are in more trouble than white businesses right now, than Hispanic businesses, than Asian businesses. When you say Black Lives Matter, you are the ultimate racist. You are the ultimate Marxist. You are the ultimate communist because you do not know what you are saying. You are just falling into line with how they want you to. And that is the Marxist way. You repeat what somebody says. You look into your own heart and you look at the people around you. The beautiful colors, the beautiful shapes, the beautiful sizes, the beautiful personalities, the song that their voice gives you, because everybody's got a different tenor in their voice, a different accent. And we are all amazing. As soon as someone tells you that somebody else's life worth is more important than anybody else's, you need to turn and walk away. If you look at all of these people who are participating in these BS peaceful protests for Black Lives Matter and Antifa, both anarchist organizations, you will see that they were all young white kids, university level, because they have been brainwashed. The only way to undo this is to undo the brainwashing. People of my generation, we understand this. We get this. We have been saying all along that the universities are just putting out Marxists. They're not putting out lawyers. They're not putting out artists. They're not putting out social workers. They're putting out Marxists. Because they want to deconstruct this country from everything. I hope the emotion doesn't come over too strongly in my voice. As I wake up this morning to another statue, monument being removed. Now we're going after Roosevelt, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington. Why don't we just get rid of all of them? You cannot pick and choose history. It is my profound opinion that if anybody spray paints, throws rocks at, and damages in any way, or forcibly removes anybody participating in that event, automatically should go to jail. Automatically. Round them up in a paddy wagon and haul their butts off.
But this is my right. This is my free speech.
No, it's not. If you want to scream free speech, your rights at the top of your lungs, then why don't you pick up a G-damn constitution and actually find out what your rights are? Because it is not your right to erase history. It is not your right to pick and choose who gets killed in this country. Yeah, that's what they're doing now. Because a University of Georgia professor put the word out that a few white people must die for the black community. Excuse me? You want to find out more of this? You can read the Gateway Pundit. Some white people may have to die for black communities to be whole. Far left University of Georgia teaching assistant on the Black Lives Matter movement. If you have a degree from the University of Georgia, I would tear it up and I would burn it. If you have kids going to the University of Georgia, I would cut their tuition. Say, that's it, no more. You're going to Hillsdale. You might actually learn something. Because anybody who preaches a word that any life should be lost, that anybody should be killed, their life wiped out for somebody else's cause, you are no human being. You are the person who should not be allowed to live. We do not preach hate. And that's exactly what these people are doing, what this person has done. You walk amongst the crowd of Black Lives Matter. Maybe not here in Reno, but in all the big ones. Kill white babies. Kill white cops. Kill all cops. And now they're trying to say, those are right-wing extremists. The only reason that they are saying that those thoughts, signs, and actions are coming from white-wing extremists is because they were found out. And people were pointing out their hypocrisy. So they always have to come up with an excuse. Are there white supremacists out there? Yeah. And they should be punished accordingly. Should they die? No. Should they be removed from society? No. Should they be denounced by everybody? Absolutely freaking yes. The same as BLM, Antifa, and all of these other groups who are trying to pit us against each other. These groups who come in the name of religion, the groups who come in the name of peace. Sunshine Movement. Let's give them cute names. Action. If you go to my webpage, 991fmtalk.com. If you go to my webpage, one of the first things on there, well, one of the first things besides how you can get to social media is a saying that a beautiful listener sent me the other day. And that's the first thing you're going to see. Just six little words. Set nine little words. Underneath that is all of the organizations. Which, yeah, you're going to be blown away from their names that you recognize. League of Women Voters, you know, it's amazing. All of these organizations take money from Open Society's organization, Open Society's Foundation. That is the George Soros-sponsored hate foundation, who spreads this vile through their networks and keeps people shut down because they're afraid to get mocked, they're afraid to get attacked, they're afraid to get fired, they're afraid to get canceled, they're afraid to be silenced. If you thought the fear that they were bringing from the coronavirus, from the political upheaval, from the social unrest that we have right now, well, then you better buckle up because this is just the beginning. 884-9910, our talk and text line. We'll be back after this quick, brief commercial break to keep us going. Right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Hey, It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Whatever you want to talk about today. Anything. 884-9910. I know you're getting tired about hearing about everything that's going on, but you have to. You have to understand that there is a mayor in Seattle that when you watch the real news, the people who actually live and have businesses at Capitol Hill, on Capitol Hill, are being terrorized. They are scared. They are being intimidated. What would you do? Would you just pack up and leave and let these J-holes win? Oh, I'm sorry, donkey holes. That's a listener gave me that one. Do you just let them win? Do you just let them take over? Do you let them kill people? Yeah, there was a murder there. There have been rapes there. There have been thefts. Even open extortion. The leader of the gang, the black rapper, and I know everybody's going to start texting me his name. I don't want to know his name. I don't need to know his name. He's a piece of garbage. And I'm not going to validate him by using his name so other people can look it up and go, ooh, how cool. He's a piece of garbage black rapper. That's all I have to say. Who pulls up his vehicle, opens up the trunk, and starts handing out weapons to people. Huh, that's funny. I can't do that. But they can. Don't believe? It's on video. Check it out for yourself. You have him standing with his people, telling everybody who's white that they need to give $10 to someone of color. And he knows who you are. He sees you. What does that mean? If you don't, you get a beat down? You know, I don't care if this mayor in Seattle is tolerating this. You shouldn't be. Our mayor here in Reno is bad enough for what she is allowing and what she is tolerating. I pay taxes for the rule of law. I pay taxes to protect not only my business, my home, but my community. She should not be paid. Hillary Sheevy and every single council member on there should not be paid with your hard-earned taxes to allow any of this to go on. Oh, speaking of your hard-earned taxes, remember that beautiful mural that was supposed to unite us and bring us all together that was put on the front of City Hall now because they're, well, you know, can't seem to get the glass that's needed to be replaced? Because, well, you know, it's going to take 2 months because, well, gosh, a bunch of people had their windows smashed out. Well, they allowed those windows to be smashed out by not letting law enforcement do their job. So every city council person and the mayor should be paying out of their pocket for those windows. And they should be refunding the money to the city because Naomi Dewar used $3,000 out of her discretionary funds, which is a bunch of BS, to pay the artist to do this beautiful painting. You know, if the artist was so, you know, entrenched to do this beautiful piece of artwork to bring us all together, then maybe they should have donated their time and materials. Or here's yet a better choice. When I want to do something for an organization I'm a part of, we have a fundraiser. Why didn't they have a fundraiser? Because we can use taxpayer dollars. Are you tired of where your taxpayer dollars are going and aren't going? Like to support law enforcement? Then why haven't you said something? Why haven't you sent an email, made a phone call? If you know where they live, stopped by their house and said, "Hey, what's going on?" Oh, that's why. Because the Democrats are in charge here. When other states are in phase four opening up, you're still being scared by increasing coronavirus numbers. By tests going positive because we have more tests, more people are getting tested. But what they're not telling you is those people aren't sick. They were at just one time or another had the virus. But they tell you more people are testing positive for the virus to get you all worked up and keep you all upset. Because people just don't pay attention. We'll be back after this Fox News update. While I go get a glass of water and take a deep breath. Because I really can't believe that this is what is happening in my community, in my state, in my country. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'll take the heat. You don't have to. Speaking of heat, getting some texts and emails this morning. Oh, you're on fire. Oh, you're heating it up. I don't want to be on fire. I want you to be on fire. I want you to be saying these things. I want you to be doing these things. It can't all be left up to me because I'll just be denounced. And what people usually say is, oh, she's just crazy. Friday's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Who should be responsible for police reform? The majority answering none of the above, or I'm sorry, all of the above, none of the above was 2%. Big numbers for sheriffs that work for the people, with all city police chiefs answerable to the county sheriff. I like that idea the best. But then 18% said local government, 11% said state government, 2% said federal government. 13% said the police agencies themselves. But we can't have that because the chief of police is appointed and put in place by the mayor and a city council that doesn't know squat about law enforcement. So that's the worst answer possible. Today's poll question, should the president send military to all states where the protests have turned violent? Yes or no, or whatever your thoughts. 991fmtalk.com. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Johnny this morning. Hi, Johnny. Thanks for calling the show. I can hear you fabulous.
Excellent. Hey, a couple things. I love your show. Look forward to it every day, you know, 10 to 12. I back the badge. I'm a lifetime Nevadan. I'm a wild horse advocate. And the Nye County commissioners just passed a ruling that they're no longer going to allow helicopters to be used to round up these beautiful, innocent wild horses that are protected on our public lands. And I just wanted to put out a little bit of positive news because, yeah, all as we hear nowadays is all the negative. And, you know, I don't watch the news at home whatsoever, but I back the badge. I have clients that are law enforcement. And answering your question on whether Trump should use military force where these protesters have gone violent, absolutely, 100%. Spend my tax dollars, protect us. And yeah, so I just wanted to share a little good news with you that the Nye County commissioners did the right thing. And I hope it'll be a ripple effect through our state.
I would like to see that too. Johnny, thank you so much for the call. I hope you hear the smile in my voice because that was great news for Nye County to do that. You know, if you're going to do the work, then get out there and do the work. These helicopters traumatize these animals. I mean, it's deadly for some of them. They break limbs. And that's not the way that you should do any of it. Let me share some numbers with you that I need to start doing on a daily basis while we're in this whole Black Lives Matter trying to take over. And somebody I saw over the weekend just asked me the funniest questions. And they said they were in Fallon over the weekend at some point, and then they drove into Carson and they saw these Black Lives Matter people in Carson, and it's like, and in Fallon and in Fernley, and it's like, where are they coming from? Why are they out here? And I'm like, because they are infiltrating the smaller cities to try to stir more stuff up. They're going to have success in Atlanta. They're going to have success in Minneapolis, in New York, in LA, in San Francisco. It is places in the rurals that will now be taken over with them. Because they're paid. They're paid. These people do not come, the majority of these people do not come from your community. But here's the numbers that I want to share with you. And I'm going to have to start sharing them every single Monday until people start to get it. And that is the lead headline on Fox 32 in Chicago was Chicago is now in phase 4 of opening everything back up. Well, good for them. Huh. So Commandant Donkey Hole Sisolak still has us on phase 2 and is trying to figure out, you know, with the help of Newsom and others, what Nevada should be doing. Because he can't do this on his own or with the experts around him on those false numbers. But here's what I want you to take away from this. 104 people. 104 people. No, they weren't diagnosed with coronavirus. 104 people were shot. 14 people did not die of coronavirus. They died from being shot this last weekend. All from black-on-black crime. You show me where Black Lives Matter. You prove to me in Black communities where Black Lives Matter, where you have Black officers, where you have Black leaders. That's not where it's coming from. White America is not racist. Sorry, somebody's trying to call. Obviously, they don't know me because people who know me usually don't call during my show. Let's go back to the talk and text lines. Your numbers, 884-9910, and check in with Mike this morning. Mike wants to talk about the troops. Hey, Mike.
Well, Monica, I'm sorry you have tinnitus. I know it's a career threatener. So I hope you make it through it and get some therapy for it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. You know, and look, we're going to disagree on certain things, and I have to be careful. I support Trump sending in troops. I understand during the Rodney King riots, Bush sent in federal troops to L.A. I was in London at the time. And by the way,
thank you for saying that, because I could not remember. I was trying to think of that the other day, and I didn't sit down and research it. But Bush did send in troops during the Rodney King riots.
Right, right. And if you want to know the way the Arab papers in London described it, I could tell you later. They weren't politically correct. But here's the thing, Monica. When you're under attack, and I hear more and more right-wing people now switching and going the kumbaya thing, that means they're surrendering and they're talking about peace. Mm-hmm. And it's a total switcheroony. You had a woman call you a few days ago who talked about the stripes vertical, the peace flag. So we're giving in because we're intimidated. And it's a total switch thing, and it's pathetic. You know, if you don't fight when somebody's attacking you, you're going to lose. If you fight, you might win. This is the way nature is. It's the same thing with a cold front or warm front. It extends until it meets opposition. And part of the problem is we are not organized. The left always is. They always have superior organization. Mm-hmm. And I have to maybe get off my fat ass and organize with a name. But you have to oppose what's going on here, or this country is going to be taken over by savages. And if you don't think, I know, look, I know you can hit the kill button. But, you know, this is mainly racial, with white anarchists joining in. Mm-hmm. We've had riot, and something is going to have to be done other than singing kumbaya. So we need organization, and I'm very disappointed in Trump. And Trump might lose over intimidation, that they might elect Biden. Of course, maybe the riots will turn down. Trump is AWOL on this issue, and holding, you know, these rallies, I don't think it's going to do any good.
I don't know if he's AWOL or if he's letting the Democrats show their true colors. That if you in a Democrat-controlled city or a Democrat-controlled state, this is the way that you are going to live. You're going to have statues removed. You're going to have history erased. You're going to have anarchists on both sides that are going to be shutting down your cities and not only defunding police, defunding law enforcement, but also killing law enforcement officers.
That's one theory. The other theory is he's letting it happen. And by the way, look, when it comes to civil wars, if you read Roman history or any history, it comes down to which generals will support which faction, and will their troops follow them. I think Trump isn't scared, because if the National Guard is called out, and it's, look, I'll be honest, it's mixed race and mixed political, you don't know what the National Guard is going to do. And the generals are turning against him. And I don't even know if he knows, not only the National, what the federal troops will do. This is not like 28 years ago with the Rodney King riots or putting down labor disturbances. I think this might be a real issue, because when you have civil war, it always comes down, whether it's Pompey versus Caesar or the communists, the whites versus the reds in Russia, are the troops loyal and is the generals loyal? And I think this might be a real issue. You want to know how the Arab papers covered the Rodney King riots?
Last time you called, I started getting texts and everything that was the racist thing that they had ever heard. So I don't know. You text me or send it to me in email.
I don't have a machine. I just want to tell you the way the Arab papers covered it. I mean, if you're afraid, I understand. It's a delicate issue. But I was in London there, and the Arab papers, it was already Londonistan. And I remember one of the Arab papers, they had one column in Arabic and one column in English. And you know, I didn't pay any attention to it and because I was out of the country. And they listed the number of dead, 80 dead or 70 dead and thousands injured. And this is exactly what the Arab papers said, as blacks run amok in L.A. And if you think I'm making that up, you can check those papers.
No, I don't think you're making it up, because the rest of the world, China, Iran, Iraq, all of these places, Saudi Arabia, they are loving right now what is going on. They are absolutely loving it. So, yeah, Mike, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. I got to move on. I appreciate your time, but I got to take a quick break here. And then we'll be
so better.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And we'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media. KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And just received this text, and I was wondering if I should bring it to you or not, because I do know that here at the show and in my personal life, I have a lot of people who follow and who listen, who have members who are in the law enforcement, who have family members in law enforcement. I know a lot of retired law enforcement listens, and I know a lot of current law enforcement listens. And I don't want to make them feel uncomfortable or get into their minds that puts them in a place that they shouldn't be. But even if I were you, I would start packing your own lunch. We've seen it across the country. Especially if you go in uniform, if you've got your unit anywhere around, you might just get something extra in your food. So pack a lunch or go to those places you trust wholeheartedly. And not just from the owner, because you know what? It's not the owner that's doing these things. It's employees. But I am just so disgusted with the way that law enforcement is being treated, that the way that they're being talked about, the way that just even signs. I'm even getting upset with our own news team here at the station, because I have heard the numbers climb and climb and climb from the BLM protesters outside of the Capitol this weekend. I've seen it at 50 to 60 for BLM. Then it was 150. Now I'm looking at another news site that says it was over 200. You can look at the morons who are laying down in the street. And again, Kenny, you know I love you. If you're listening, or if any of your family or friends are listening, I love you. But once again, what the hell are you doing? Those people laying in the middle of Carson Street, you should have never shut down Carson Street. Because if you have people blocking other people's route of travel, they are breaking the law. While they were laying down, you should have been handcuffing or using those little plastic zip ties on every single one of them and hauling them off of the street, because they were breaking the law. So, Kenny, I'm really getting upset with you. This should not be tolerated. Law enforcement is there to do a job, and they are there to keep things going. If it were a peaceful protest, you wouldn't have these idiots, mostly white kids, mostly university age, laying down in the middle of the street. That's when you get a psycho who just drives on through. And I'm sorry, but I can do the math. There weren't no 200 people laying down in that street. There was maybe 50, if that. It wouldn't have taken that long to have scraped them all off the road. Because the people that were out there protesting or rallying in support of law enforcement, they weren't out there in the street causing problems like that. And your governor wasn't out there with them supporting law enforcement. But he sure as hell was out there getting his Kodak moments with Black Lives Matter. When you know that he could care less about that, but it got him in the photographs wearing a mask this time. We'll be back after this Fox News update.